Hey everyone, Jason with Dukes, your local city guide. And have you ever wondered why people fall in love with Europe to such a high degree? Like, it's just this magical thing. When people talk about, oh, I head on over to Europe, or we travel through Europe, we backpack through Europe, it's always this, like a je ne sais quoi about this magic and mystique about Europe. These people here have totally figured it out. Let's go check it out. All right, everyone. So today we are here at Crepes and Coffee in Guelph, Ontario. And you know, there's a lot of dessert places out there, a lot of franchise dessert places. We all know all about them. They're kind of all the same after a while, but it's really nice to find a place that's really unique, that brings a whole different kind of experience to enjoying a dessert, either on your own or with a friend or with a family, and just making an evening of it, making an afternoon of it, and doing something that's really, really different. So it's my pleasure today to introduce Taylor of Crepes and Coffee.
Hello, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, thanks for having us in your fantastic location today. And how long have you guys been here?
2 years in June.
2 years in June?
Coming up in 2 years.
Okay, so they got their 2 year anniversary coming up, and I understand that Crepes and Coffee came into being out of a really, really interesting and story that's all about passion. Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, it was totally surreal when I was going through it, but and it happened organically. I never grew up wanting to own a dessert cafe or anything like that. It just happened. I met Marta, and you know, right around that perfect time, you know, 4, 5, 6 months where everything's great. It still is, mind you. But you know that, you know what I mean, like that beginning amazing time.
Yeah.
And then she gets promoted to like an incredible dream job in Switzerland.
Wow. So okay, wait, don't ruin the ending yet.
Oh, okay.
They have a great video all about their story and how these passions, you know, this synergistic passion came together. And we're actually gonna roll that video right now. And so check this out.
Next selection. What I wanna do with
love passion, and you brought that across the ocean, across the pond, discovered all these beautiful locations all throughout Europe. You know, who doesn't love Europe? Who doesn't fall in love with Europe? And traveling through Europe with your love is incredible. And then you brought that all back to here, and you created this restaurant cafe experience out of passion. Like, it's beautiful how you're able to combine, you know, a passion for work and a passion for life all into one beautiful model. And like, here we are, we're sitting in it today.
Just sort of all came together.
Yeah.
Through all of the travels, all the different places we've been, we tried to incorporate a lot of that into here, you know.
Right, so you have your Switzerland, the way you create the crepes is based on Switzerland and the style of Switzerland.
Yeah, that was the very prettiest one we found. So, yeah. You know, we copied that from Switzerland. Music, love the sort of house lounge type beats. We stole that from Amsterdam. You know, love lock railings in Prague. We've got the coffee we took from Budapest. Mm-hmm. The way that they would serve the coffee, not only how great the coffee, but just, you know, having a little shot of Perrier with your coffee and little touches like that. We incorporate a lot of that stuff throughout the experience. You know, trying to bring back the date nights. We seemed to live off crepes when we were there, and we missed it. And just tried to create the best combination here.
And that's the thing I love about your location is you have this little glass of Perrier with your coffee, or you have the locks that you can put on the bridge, you know, at your location, because that's also all over Europe, and it just brings back these memories for anyone who's traveled to Europe and seen these kinds of things, and you fall in love with them. You don't really experience those types of things here in North America, but the fact that you brought it here is amazing. So business is going really, really well. Business, as we talked earlier off camera, has been increasing nicely in the first quarter of this year, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Right? And so obviously that affected restaurants and cafes all over the place in a lot of dramatic ways. But you guys have pivoted really nicely and you've come up with some strategies. So tell us a little bit about what you guys have done to help continue to move Crepes and Coffee forward during COVID.
Yeah, so when that hit, just like everybody else, we had like no time to prepare. I think we were shut down in a day. But fortunately, I had been pretty up to date with, you know, online marketing and that whole thing. So we sort of increased our exposure there, so we're doing a lot more marketing online. We were using Skip the Dishes, but brought in Uber Eats and DoorDash as well. And I had been working on an ordering portal through our own app for months prior that just happened to be ready like a week after it hit, so we've got that for us as well. And just, you know, had to adjust the hours, you know, trimming the hours a bit to the most, you know, busiest times, and trying to get by, I guess, the whole idea for this whole COVID was just let's tread water for this period of time. So we've been doing pretty well with that, and actually increased our ordering through delivery and takeout by 200% since I guess the first month that hit. And then we also decided to do something I'm really excited about with, which is the frozen crepe delivery. So we just launched that literally this Monday. Our first shipments went out.
Nice. You have quite a few things on the go, so people can go to your website, they can order a crepe with all the fixings, just as if they were having the crepe in your cafe, but then they can get it delivered right to their door, right?
You can get it, exactly, you can do that too. And that's, you know, for the local sort of Guelph market, but now we can offer a box of multi-pack frozen crepes from anywhere from London to Oshawa, buried in Niagara Falls.
Wow.
With a two-day delivery, so. You know, we're starting to ship those out now too.
Yeah. So yeah, so if you really, really want to impress your significant other, I think guys, I'm mostly talking to you, you know, crepes and coffee, you can get these beautiful handmade crepes delivered right to your door with all the different toppings, all the different sauces, all the different ice creams, like whatever you want. And it arrives, it's ready to eat, good to go. You can get a date night at home, or just totally just treat yourself. Like, where else are you gonna get a Switzerland-inspired crepe during COVID delivered to your house? I don't know anywhere else that can happen.
Yeah, you know, and you know, as I go through this, I'm starting to look for, you know, comparables. So I'm going to the grocery store and I'm looking for something that I can look to see what sort of heating instructions are out there for things that are like this. And there's just nothing. The closest thing I found was a toaster strudel. There's not too much in the grocery store that's in the same, you know, breath as this. So
yeah,
it's different.
Pretty unique. So, Taylor, you've made me hungry. I think let's make a crepe. Let's show everyone how the magic is done. Yeah. Shall we do that?
We'll spin one, yeah.
Sweet. All right, we're gonna go ahead to the crepe station. All right, so Taylor's gonna whip us up one of his world famous crepes, right, Taylor?
Yep.
Sweet. So, random little girl, what kind of crepe would you like Taylor to make it?
Can I please have a crepe with salty caramel truffle ice cream, Twix bits, salty caramel sauce, please?
Yeah. Did you get that?
Yeah. No,
so that's a pretty straightforward thing.
One.
All right, Taylor's gonna make the magic happen, and we're gonna watch exactly how this is done. Taylor worked his magic, and this was the result. Check it out. Now that, my friends, is better than dinner. Oh, it's gonna be so good. I think someone's gonna be very, very excited by that. So there you go, random little girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, it's a great dinner.
It's a fantastic dinner.
We had dinner like that all the time.
Yeah, you know, they're only kids once, right?
Yeah.
So we have this. So we have this fresh crepe. You saw how it's made. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about the frozen crepe option that you have?
Yeah. So we launched this just after COVID. You know, what we did was we took from over 2 years of being in business and thousands of orders, the system can tell us our three most popular. So we took those and we're making those. This is one of the three, and we're selling them in multi-packs. So you get two of each of the top three most popular flavors. This one's a brownie, Oreo, Nutella one. We've got a strawberry banana, and we've got an apple and almond. And you order it as a six-pack, multi-six-pack. It shows up like this. Cooking instructions and special offers in there as well. Goes out within next day. Usually people get it within 36 hours, anywhere from London to Oshawa, Niagara to Barrie. So, South London, Ontario.
Nice. So you have your fresh crepes, you have your frozen crepes, and all of them are European-inspired, passion-infused, and I would think you're making a lot of people really, really happy.
I hope so. I mean, when they eat it, they are happy.
Yes.
So, yeah, for sure.
Very nice. All right, so Jason with Dukes, your local city guide, on site today in Guelph, Ontario at Crepes and Coffee with Taylor, who has made us very, very hungry, but thankfully, I'm gonna steal her crepe, just don't tell her, and it'll all be good. So what we'll do is first, thanks a lot, Taylor. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was great to see, you know, all the magic in action. And what we'll do is, if you're watching this video anywhere else but on our website, head on over to dukes.city. We'll put links to the Crepes and Coffee website. You can order straight through there. You can do exactly everything you saw happen here. It can be delivered right to your home, as we discussed. And enjoy the crepes at your house, either on your own, treat yourself, or with a loved one or family members. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So until we see you out on their gorgeous patio, which by the time we finish this filming and make this video live, your patio's gonna be up and running, right?
Okay. Couple days.
Sweet. And the weather's perfect. It's summer. I think, you know, good things lie ahead.
Yes, we all went through enough, so
yeah, I think so.
Ahead, for sure.
Yeah. So we'll see you on the patio to enjoy some crepes. We'll talk to you soon.